Let's go Friday. Hear it. We're back, wherever you are. There you go. Where are you? We are so back right now. Happy Friday, everyone.
Look who it is.
It's me.
Look.
Zach and Brad. At it again.
First time since last Friday. Because Zach's been away wrestling with octopuses and jellyfish. Do you have any jellyfish?
No.
It's the guy with Brad.
Hi, Rebecca. It's me. You were here a week ago.
That's so good. That is outstanding. Bethany. Bethany. Listen. Let's just. Where else would you rather be? Says Smash Brownie. Nowhere else.
I'd rather still be at the beach. Yeah. But yeah. No. Here we are. If you have to go do something for a living, it might as well be this. So.
All right. I got to be honest. My speakers just went crazy and I didn't hear what you just said. So
that's awesome. We are so bad. I wish you would let me buy you a computer. I wish you would let me. And for some reason, you just won't.
I wish you would. Because
it would make my life better if you had a computer that was made in the 2020s.
We're good now. Oh, we're good. Smash Brownie with a $2 super chat says, I miss Matt.
No, you don't.
Thank you.
No, you don't.
Thank you, Smashed Brownie, for the super chat. Did you stop at Bates House of Turkey?
So the plan was to stop there on the way down, and we left earlier than we thought we would, and like the timing wouldn't have made sense. We would have stopped no, I didn't. No.
Wow.
No.
Okay. All that buildup.
All that buildup. I know. It was planned, too, and it was – we drove through there. We typed it in, and we would have gotten there, like, 9:45 or something. We're like, okay, well, that doesn't make sense.
It's true.
Then on the way back – on the way back, we had a big breakfast before we left, so we're just like, yeah, let's just drive straight home. So
gotcha.
It was part of the plan. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Sometimes plans change and things get uprooted, and I get it. I certainly get it. Okay, we will get into all of your questions today. We'll, you know, anything you want to talk about over in the chat, let us know. You're a big driving factor in the live dive every Friday. But I wanted to ask you, really busy, with, like one of the biggest June weeks in terms of, I think, interesting and important stories surrounding Auburn that we've had.
Okay.
In recent memory, what is the most important or impactful or interesting Auburn-related storyline this week to you?
When does the week start?
Well, we'll start Sunday. We'll start Sunday.
So not like a week ago from right now. We're saying
correct.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday to today. I'll go Saturday today if you want to.
If you go in exactly a week ago, the answer is easy.
Okay.
But you not giving me Friday night makes it tougher.
Yeah.
Cause I would say James Pace.
Right.
I will say Deshaun Hall committing is the biggest thing for football or getting Mantis.
Yeah.
Cleared in a way. You can make an argument that that's bigger for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you could make your, I think if you zoom out even a little more and go getting two in-state receivers in the same day, I thought was pretty big earlier this week. Very different styles of receivers, different backgrounds, different storylines, and kind of the last team that you're fighting off. The situations for both players are different. But yeah, Deshaun Hall's a big deal. Getting him in this class is a big deal. And he comes in knowing, like, he's going to come in knowing that he's going to be having to compete for the job. I mean, it's going to be a load. Unless a whole lot of guys leave, it's going to be a loaded receiver room again next year.
Yeah. And I don't know why a lot of people would leave. Like, I don't think the timing of that makes sense. So,
yeah.
You know, unless unless Singleton goes to the draft, and then unless all these slot receivers decide to leave. But if Nimrod leaves, like, that slot position should be wide open. So, yeah, I don't really see that happening.
This Narcisse Nogoy story is fascinating, too.
It's crazy.
He's the first ever. I thought it was interesting that, like, everybody started talking about draft and stash as if it had been around for a decade. Oh, you don't know about draft and stash? Oh, you don't know? That was the attitude I got from social media the other night.
I'm so glad you said that, because I'm seeing people talking about Nogoy, and I'm like, oh, there are people who are like, it's a draft and stash. I'm like, okay, I've never heard of that. I didn't know you could do that. Because then I'm like, why are people not drafting, like, you know, kids that are, like, going to be a top five pick next? Like, why would you not just draft them?
Yeah.
And clearly, I guess there's rules against that. I don't know.
Maybe, I guess.
This feels made up to me. I'm so glad you're the first person to be like, what is, thank you. Thank you. I thought I was crazy. I'm like, does this happen in the second round all the time? I feel like we would have heard about this.
Honest to goodness, I was driving down the road. I was at a red light, and I looked at my phone because it was at a red light, and I wasn't driving. I'm going to be very clear about that. So I was at a red light, and I was looking at it, and I go, Narcisse Nogoy drafted, and here's the Clippers, but it's a draft and stash. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. You ever been that guy at a party, and people start talking about something, and you just have to nod like you know all about, oh, yeah, no, the Poconos, we go there. Yeah, no, we love the Poconos.
Yeah. Absolutely. Maybe you misheard them the first time. And you're like, oh, yeah, no, I've been there. Then you start talking about, like, that is not the restaurant that they're talking about. I have not been there. And be like, yeah, you know, when they bring out the bread, it's like, yeah, the bread's to die for. Well, they just started serving the bread. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. They did.
But potentially, like, once again, an Auburn player is on the leading edge of changes in the sports industry. So Narcisse Nogoy, absolutely. And basketball put out a social media post earlier today that just goes so strong. It's like, you know.
What happened?
Let me find it.
Nogoy posted it, or Auburn basketball posted it?
Auburn basketball posted it.
Is it about getting drafted before you even play here?
Yeah, we can see the future. The future is within reach. The work begins now at Auburn, and they've got Nogoy in a Clippers jersey. So, like, you're going from a Clippers jersey to an Auburn jersey. Because he came out very quickly, put out the statement. He's like, hey, love it, appreciate it. Looking forward to playing for Auburn.
I just don't understand, like, why can he be – is it just European players where you could be a draft and stash? Like, why – why is he able to do that?
I don't begin to know the draft and stash rules. I don't know about the DAS world. Not going to pretend to.
What day were you? So I know you didn't do one yet. You just didn't show up to work yesterday. What day were you late?
I didn't show up at work yesterday because I was too busy. We can go into that later. Technology happened the other day. I know that won't surprise you at all. So I never post the video. I always post the audio of the show. I never post the video. Zach handles the video.
Uh-huh.
And earlier in the week, Kyle posted the video. And then Wednesday, I was in charge of posting the video, and I couldn't figure it out until later.
You couldn't figure out how to post on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I know, like, now that I've done it, Zach, it's fine.
Sure.
Yeah. Now that I've done it, it's fine.
Okay, great.
You want me to do today? Oh, I don't have to do today, do I? I would have done today if I'd needed to, but.
Please don't touch it. I'm back. I'm back.
Okay. We have people who are, and then, so do you want to know what I did yesterday? Do you care what I did yesterday?
No, but you can tell us anyway. Okay.
No, it's all right. I forget it. Forget about it. I think the Nogoy thing can be potentially very big. So I think that's in the running for most of them. But now Mantas getting officially cleared. that's a huge deal too.
Like, could people have drafted him if they wanted to? Like, serious question. Like, yeah, if they wanted to draft and stash Mantis, could they have?
Yeah. That's a good question.
If so I wanted to draft and stash Tahad, could they have? Like, I'm not trying to be funny here. Like, I genuinely don't understand it. How is that okay to do?
Apparently, look, the way that this works, the official definition, you select a player in the draft, you allow them to continue playing overseas or in college rather than signing them to an immediate roster spot. It does not affect your active roster limit or your salary cap. So if your team is already loaded and you've got guys under contract for multiple years, why not? Why not? What's the...
Well, why would... So second-round picks in the NBA draft don't mean anything anyway.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just draft and stash guys who could potentially play themselves into a really solid draft position next year? Like, which essentially is what this is. But...
Yeah.
But it's not like he was already playing college basketball.
Right.
So, like, could you draft and stash whoever the number one high school product is, who's probably going to be, like, projected to be a lottery pick? Like, why couldn't somebody have done that to AJ DeBonza last year?
Last year. I don't know. Is there an age limit? Is there an age restriction? Because I know this. Ngoy wasn't planning to go in the draft. It's not like he officially entered the draft. But because he's a certain age, he's eligible automatically for the draft.
I don't understand why you wouldn't do that for, like, all of your second-round picks, because the second-round picks don't matter.
Well, I think you're going to see more and more of it.
Are the Clippers just that innovative?
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe. And they got it from somebody. Like, somebody else had the pick, and it belonged to the Clipper. I don't know. It's one of those kind of deals. But
I really feel like a lot of the NBA stuff, they just kind of make stuff up as they go.
Oh,
like,
they do. Yeah, they're constantly changing it.
I was listening to... doesn't matter. I was listening to a Locked On NBA show, and they were talking about, like, the first and second apron when it comes to salary cap management. I'm like, y'all just making up stuff. Y'all just making up all this stuff.
This is from Jacob J with a $5 super chat. I'm really negoying watching the Alabama media machine try and compare this to their Bediako fiasco. And welcome back, Zach. Yeah, they're going to do it. And I got to tell you, I understand.
Yes. I understand.
Get it.
Yeah.
Except he's not signing an NBA contract.
Correct.
Now he was drafted. He wasn't in the draft, but he was eligible to be drafted.
But there is a precedence to this in college sports of getting drafted and choosing to play for a college. Not in basketball. You see it in baseball every year. So there is somewhat of a precedent. But
yeah. Well, I do agree, by the way, the Alabama media machine 100% is going to tie this to Bediako because it's easy for him. It's easy for him to do, and the Alabama fan base will respond. They're so defensive about it that they will break their necks trying to get to this comparison. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Keyshawn Hall got picked up by the Heat. Good for him.
Murphy went somewhere too, right?
Yes. Did he go to Miami too?
Not sure.
All right.
Not sure.
Yeah. All right. Baseball picked up a left-handed pitcher from Mississippi State yesterday.
Love it.
Top 100 draft pick projected.
Love that.
Love that too. So that's good. People are already texting. Yeah, good stuff. Floppy. Sunkiss Zach has like a new aura, like CEO-ish level aura.
Can you tell?
How much time did y'all spend at the beach? How did the girls like the beach, the ocean?
The pool was definitely better for them, for sure. We spent probably like 3 hours Tuesday or Wednesday morning down at the beach, and like, we went pretty early. We got there at like 7:30 or 8-ish. Like, we were the first people out there.
Yeah.
I was really concerned about the baby getting overheated. And I was holding her for a bit. I'm like, we need to go in. Like, this is a lot for her.
So,
sure.
Yep.
Did you have sargasm?
Excuse me?
Was there a bunch of sargasm still there?
No.
Seaweed. The seaweed.
No, it was clean. It was clear.
Okay, seaweed was clean. Yeah. You have jellyfish?
You already asked me that. No jellyfish.
Okay. Well, that you probably gave that answer when my speakers went out.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe. Would all love right. for you to let me get you a computer.
We're going to work on it. I promise. It's okay. Okay. We're going to work on it. So, all right. What's next? What is to come? We're 71 days away from, we get a super chat that I got to throw up on the screen here from David versus Golish. Brad, have you heard of the Rove beetle? Grows a second body looking like a termite and will live rent free in their colony. Remind you of anyone? No, I never heard of the Rove beetle.
That'd be awesome if you still did animal facts, but you don't do those anymore.
Did you see that there was a giraffe that was missing for like 10 days? A giraffe got out of a zoo and was missing for 10 days.
Is this a bit or an actual
thing?
No,
this was a real story. This is
how do you
real
lose a giraffe?
I don't know. That's my point. How do you lose a giraffe? How does it stay missing for 10 days? These things are 11 and 12 feet tall.
I don't know.
There was a news story. There was an honest to goodness, like ABC National News did a blurb about it. And they showed this full giraffe. And then they do like a headshot where it's just the, like just from the middle of the neck up. And it's like, well, that's really good. I'm glad they zoomed in on the face so we don't mistake it with one of the other giraffes
that's right.
roaming the streets.
Sure. Scott says penguins broke it out. That's funny. Madagascar.
That's good.
That is funny.
We've already seen this movie. There's a black bear roaming through Alex City. Like right now? Okay. I don't know, but credit to all the the people who stuck their neck out there to find it. Okay. Where do you want to go next?
I don't know.
You haven't done a show with me in a week. How much did you miss this foolishness?
Oh, I love doing this. Yeah. I love doing this. Did you mess up the integrity of the show on Monday? Probably a little bit, but that's okay. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought people received it pretty well.
Sure.
He's got a bit of a Southern drawl, but
bro looks so uncomfortable. It's crazy.
Zach. He did not. Is he here today?
That bothered me most about that and why I couldn't watch all of it. Gotta be 100% honest with you. It has nothing to do with him. And this is actually on you, I think. The ceiling fan behind him. Why didn't you tell him to turn a ceiling fan off? That drove me. I'm like, I can't watch this. I can't watch it.
I didn't even notice it.
How?
I wasn't paying attention.
How did you not notice that?
I wasn't paying attention.
And I'll click on a YouTube video of somebody, like, if there's some like a new topic I want to hear about or whatever. And if somebody, which is normally like somebody who doesn't have a normal setup, which is fine. Like, I'm not asking Matt to have a podcasting setup if he doesn't pod. I'm not asking him. I'm not expecting that.
Yeah.
But man, like, you couldn't have like asked him to turn his ceiling fan off. That was crazy to me.
So does it bother you that I have a window behind me?
No.
That's not because it's not moving?
It's not moving.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. But he brought his own fans with him.
Glad he's got one fan.
That show, Monday's show, outperformed like every other show in June that we did except three. It was like the fourth highest.
So it didn't outperform every other show.
Well, no, but like every one of them but three.
It's like that Penn State Super Bowl graphic. Like Penn State's had a player in every Super Bowl except for like 17 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Like, so it didn't outperform our shows. Yeah.
but it did well. That's good. I'm glad it did well. I got tagged a bunch on Monday. Thanks for
did
that.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How much did you love that too? You love looking at that when you're trying to enjoy the beach.
Yeah. I mean, people are having fun with it. That was the point, right? So
yeah, that's right. That's right. No, Zach will take more vacations. I'm going to take more vacations.
I take off like 1 week a year.
Yep.
So that was it.
That's right. That and was now it. To Zach's credit, Zach said before he left on the trip, like, if we need to record a show Sunday night, or if you need like, if you need me, let me know. I'm like, no, you work all the time.
Go. Yeah, you chose not. I think you knew then. I think you knew then. Like, no, I don't need you for Monday. I know what I'm doing for Monday.
I might have. Really? I might have had an idea.
Yeah.
And that's we asked people, but you know what? We asked people on social media what we should do. And Mac, you got a lot of the responses.
Good to hear from Cody Voga too. Glad he's doing well.
That was neat. If you missed that, go back and check out. That would have been the Wednesday show. Cody was a sports information guy for basketball. Spent a lot of time around Bruce Pearl and the players and told some really cool stories there. And you can check that out in the post show too if you're a member.
Yeah, I never interacted much with Cody, but whenever I did, he was always very funny, happy to be doing what he's doing, which is great.
Cat or dog? We're being put on the spot by Scott.
Dog. Not even close. I have a dog. I don't have a cat.
Same. No, I don't have a dog, but same. Dog over cat. Every.
I'm allergic to cats.
Really?
Yeah. Really bad.
Well, then, yeah, that's a no-brainer. That's very easy. So I went to Clay County yesterday. Was invited up by a radio station to play cornhole and eat lunch and play golf.
Oh, I saw you with Hunter. Okay, is that what you were doing?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
We were up there. They had a big group of us, and it was very kind, very nice. They invited us up to do that. And my kids are with me this week, and so they made the trip too. Bo, my son, is 13. And they're just, they're trying to be inclusive. They're trying to be not. Bo's not on the show he's not on their morning show every now and then like I am. He's just tagging along. And they're just being nice. And they're like, do you want to throw some cornhole too? He said, well, sure. He won the thing.
Bo did?
Bo won the cornhole.
Child?
Yes. The child.
Won the thing. What is the
thing?
Won
the cornhole tournament.
How many games of cornhole was it?
Well, so instead of head to head, they just had it. They had everybody throwing
there with
pairs.
You?
Yeah, he's here.
Tell him to come here. I got some questions.
Okay. Come here. Zach has questions. This is the first.
I've heard enough from you, Brad. Wow. Bo, how many games of cornhole did you got to get close to the mic? How many games of cornhole did you win to win the tournament yesterday?
Two. That was two. It. We did one round of like everybody threw 12 bags, and the two highest scores did a championship, and they threw 12 for first place.
Bo, was there a moment when you realized like, oh, this might be a moment larger than myself?
I mean, I was the only kid there.
You were the only kid. So you knew the odds might have been stacked against you, but you didn't seem to care.
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
Whenever you see a hill or a mountain, are you like, oh, that's just a normal walk for me?
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow.
Can I jump back in?
How? Nope, I'm not done. I'm not done. Bo, come back.
Okay, I'm here.
All those days where you were skipping school, were you actually prepping for cornhole?
Yeah, I had cornhole set up in the backyard, and I was 3 or 4 hours a day.
Okay, great. Thank you, Bo. That's enough. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's good. Don't let him keep lying. Get him out of here before he tells any more lies.
No, I think if I mean, if, it seems like you got a stone cold killer. That guy did not care about embarrassing the adults.
They got him on the radio yesterday, and they said, how you doing? How you feeling? His answer verbatim was, Good. I just won. That was it. That was good. I just won.
Stone cold.
Stone cold. Yeah.
Yeah, let him keep skipping school if he's just going to win things. Who needs school? Listen,
and then we got in a best ball golf scramble. And our team won the best ball scramble.
Bring Bo back. Bring Bo back.
Fine. Come back. Unbelievable. What's happening? What's happening to the show that I'm a part of?
Let's just let Bo and Matt do the show from now on. If you could describe your father in one word, Bo, what would it be?
Careful. He wants me to say careful.
No, I'm saying you be careful.
He's telling you to be careful, my guy.
I'll say.
Chat, while Bo's thinking, be thinking of questions to ask Bo.
I guess I'll say funny.
Okay. Okay. You don't believe that. You don't believe that.
He's funny.
All right. Hold on. We're not asking him that. Hold on. Bo, don't look at the chat. Bo, don't look at the chat. Look at me. Look at me. If you had to guess, what's older, you or your dad's computer?
It looks like probably his computer.
Okay. All right. Let's get Bo off the screen before he sees the live chat. Go away.
Great idea. That's a wonderful idea. You all can't control yourselves for 5 minutes. You all in the chat should be ashamed of yourselves. Take a look in the mirror and feel shame. Every one of you. Absolutely should be ashamed. Can't trust you for 5 minutes with a child.
I'm done. I think that does it for today's show.
That's probably fair. I hope you're all happy. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of it. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours, you knucklehead.